Here's a situation a lot of crop producers know too well. You get to the end of the season, the yields were okay, but prices didn't really cooperate. Input costs ran higher than expected. And when you sit down with your lender, you realize you can't quite pay off the operating loan. So you roll it over, carry it into next year, and plan to settle up then. It feels like the practical thing to do. But here's the question. Do you actually know what that decision is costing you? I'm here today with John Hewlett, a ranch and farm management extension specialist with the University of Wyoming and a member of the Right Risk team.
Thank you. That's exactly the right question, and most producers don't add it all up until the hole gets pretty deep. Carrying over operating debt is one of those things that feels like a solution in the short run, but it can quietly create a much bigger problem down the road.
And this isn't a small issue right now. A lot of crop producers are dealing with thinner margins, lower prices on one side, high input costs on the other. So the risk of ending up in this situation is real for a lot of people listening today.
And some operations are more exposed than others. If your debt-to-asset ratio is on the higher side, say above 60%, you're in a position where interest payments are already consuming a meaningful share of your revenue. There's less room to absorb a bad year. So when cash flow tightens and you're looking at rolling debt forward, the consequences hit harder and faster than they would for an operation with lower leverage.
So the producers who are already carrying the most debt are also the ones who can least afford to let it compound.
Exactly. And that's why it's worth taking this seriously, before it becomes a crisis, not after. And it's worth understanding what's actually happening when you roll that debt forward. The first thing is straightforward. You're paying more interest. Interest rates have been volatile in recent years, and that matters in a few different ways. If you've got a variable rate loan, your payments can go up without any change to what you borrowed. New operating loans may come in at higher rates than the year before, and if you need to restructure, that gets more expensive too when rates are high.
Give us a sense of the real numbers on that.
Sure. Say you've got a $500,000 operating loan at 6%, that's $30,000 a year in interest. If rates climb to 8%, that same loan now costs you $40,000. That's $10,000 more interest expense without borrowing a single extra dollar. And on a smaller scale, a $250,000 loan at 8% costs about $20,000 in interest if you pay it off in a year. But if $100,000 of that carries over, you're looking at another $8,000 in interest expense the following year, before any additional fees.
So the meter's still running, even when you're not planting anything.
Right. And the cost isn't just dollars. Carrying that debt forward ties up money that could have gone to work somewhere else. Better seed, a marketing opportunity, maybe shoring up your working capital cushion. It limits your options going into the next season before the season even starts.
Now, a lot of producers in this situation end up talking to their lender about restructuring, converting that carryover balance into a longer-term note to ease the immediate cash crunch. Is that a good idea?
It can buy you some breathing room, but it's not a free lunch. When you term out that debt, stretch it into a 5 to 8 year note, you lower what you owe right now, but you've locked in annual payments for additional years. And here's a number that might surprise people. Say you're carrying $200,000 at 8.5% for 1 year. That adds about $17,000 in interest expense. Now convert that into a 7 year note at 8%, and you're looking at annual payments of around $34,000 and more than $60,000 in total interest over the life of the loan.
So you traded a short-term problem for a much longer one.
There's another aspect that doesn't get talked about enough: the tax treatment changes. Operating expenses are normally fully deductible in the year you incur them, but principal payments on a term loan are not tax deductible. So you've got to generate enough after-tax profit to cover those principal payments. The business needs to earn more gross revenue than you might expect just to service the debt. Some folks call it a tax trap, and that's a fair name for it.
I know a lot of our listeners are probably thinking, okay, so it's expensive. But what's the real risk if you just manage it carefully?
The risk is that it compounds. If you term out debt, but you still need a full operating line for next season, and you haven't fixed the underlying issue, whether that's crop mix, input costs, or marketing, you're just layering debt. And lenders are watching. Repeated restructuring without showing real repayment capacity can start to change how a lender classifies your operation, and that affects your borrowing options going forward.
There's also a personal side to this, that a recent Right Risk newsletter touches on that, I think is really important.
Definitely, and it's one people don't always connect to financial management. When you're carrying debt stress from one season into the next, it doesn't just affect the balance sheet, it affects decision-making. The pressure can increase family conflict, especially around spending and risk. It can also lead to what researchers call decision fatigue, where you start avoiding choices or making reactive decisions just to get some short-term relief, even if it's not in the long-term best interest of the operation. High stress and financial uncertainty can actually override your better judgment.
And that's a risk that doesn't show up on any financial statement.
It doesn't, but it's very real.
So what can a producer actually do about this? What are the practical steps?
A few things. The most important one right now is to update your cash flow projections, not just once at the start of the year, but regularly. You want to catch a potential shortfall early while you still have options, not after you've already missed a payment. Early communication with your lender matters a lot. If problems are on the horizon, most lenders would much rather hear from you before things get tight than after.
And on the debt management side?
If restructuring is on the table, pair it with real operational changes. Not just moving numbers around. That might mean taking a hard look at unprofitable acres, tightening input bids, or improving your grain marketing discipline. Some producers did that well in 2025, and it made a real difference in protecting their break-even. Also, if you can lock in a fixed rate on any new debt, that takes at least one variable off the table during uncertain times.
And longer term?
Build working capital in the good years. Retain some of those profits as a buffer so you're not forced to borrow as much when the next tight year comes. And don't overlook marketing and risk management tools, including crop insurance and hedging, as ways to protect revenue and reduce the chance of needing to carry over debt in the first place.
All right, let's boil this down to what matters most. Here's what I want producers to walk away with today. First, carryover operating debt isn't a neutral decision. Every time you roll it forward, you're paying more in interest, limiting your options for the next season, and potentially locking yourself into a longer repayment cycle that costs more in total than the original problem. Second, if you're considering terming out that debt, go in with clear eyes. It can help in the short run, but it changes your tax situation. It extends your commitment, and it doesn't fix the underlying issue on its own. And third, the time to act is early. Update your projections, talk to your lender before things get critical, and make sure any restructuring comes with real operational changes attached.
Well said. And if you're looking for tools to help think through cash flow, debt scenarios, or risk management options, rightrisk.org has free resources built for producers, including the Right Risk Analytics Toolbox and the Risk Concepts publication series, which walks through business structure and financial decision-making in plain language. You can find all of these at rightrisk.org.
Head over and take a look, and thanks for joining us today.
Always a good conversation. Thanks for having me.